Well, Afloat was a project that I started in early 2004 when I was 24. And I was taking a creative writing course at Glasgow University. I did my master's in philosophy, it's called. I know there's lots of differing opinions about the benefits of a creative writing course, but Glasgow's was quite sort of open, very non-academic, lots of people doing genre writing, all kinds of things, crime writing. And so it was a really great environment for trying out new things and getting feedback on my work. And about halfway through the year, I went to Aberdeen to do a reading up north at the Word Festival, where they have university writers come in, and it's a sort of open session. There was about 30 people there, and I remember one person read a very long poem from the perspective of a squirrel. So we weren't sure at that point what sort of night it was going to be, but we had a bit of a hint. And we each did a 3-minute reading, and someone in the audience from Penguin heard my work and got in touch with me the next day and inquired about the state of my manuscript, and it was in quite a state. But eventually all of that came through, and within a few weeks I had a contract to finish the rest of Afloat, which took about another year, so it took in all 2 years. And I was very lucky to be able to work with the people at Penguin and to be able to publish Afloat, which was inspired by a very sort of interesting tourist island in northern Michigan called Mackinac Island. And it's an island where cars are banned, and it's just horse and buggy. And of course, in the winter, there are snowmobiles. That's a bit of a secret. And it's just a really kind of fabulous, one of these magical places, and everyone that goes there returns inevitably. It kind of calls you back, and there's bicycling, lots of forests, there's a national park, and it's just the sort of place that inspires writing, really, and inspires lots of writing. There's lots of children's books, lots of sort of romance, historical fiction set on the island. But Afloat is, I think, the first contemporary novel about working on the island and the sort of real life experiences that one might have if you were to go there as a young person. Of course, the second half of the narrative enables a bit of reflection on the idealism and the hedonism of that summer, because it's Belle who's the main character looking back on her life 50 years later, looking back on that summer, and sort of pondering about how it changed the course of her life, really. And so it was a real privilege to be able to write it and to have it published, and I'm quite excited about it. And that's about it.